Hello.
God bless you.
What a wonderful week it's been again. And, you know, I think you may have heard on beforehand if you were on, I have a race on Saturday. So, as you may not know, I run, and basically this was very much the inspiration of God to start running again. This was one of the things that was really spoken to me, to start running. And when I first started running, it seemed very much, oh my gosh, how am I going to get where I need to be? But as we've all been learning, that if you could see it in your mind, you could place it in your hands. And when I really started, I was slow. I didn't do very, I wasn't up to standards of what I am now. And God really worked in this situation. And God can do for you exactly what you need Him to do. He loves us so much. As Marie just said, He gave His Son for you. If you were the only person who lived on this earth, He gave His Son for you. And He gave His Son to people who sadly may reject Him, which is very sad. But, you know, we have such a loving God that He does exceedingly abundantly above. When we go to Him, when we really trust in Him with our full hearts, when we stay on full course, we stay fully focused on everything that we're doing. And it really doesn't matter about any circumstance that is going on. Any person or anything that may try and distract you or take you away. Keep your focus with God, because He will do for you exactly what He needs you to do. He will help you become the person that you were made to be. When you were born and formed in your mother's womb, He knew you, and He already has your life planned out. He has your life planned out, so we just need to stay focused in the full course. Stay in what God says each day, not letting any circumstance or anything take our focus off what God has got for us. Because we have such a short time in this world. Are we going to make an impact? Are we going to be bold to stand up for our God, who has done so much for us? When we set our minds on the things above, we are so powerful. And we've been learning such great things, like last year into this year. It's February already, God knows how. It's already gone so quick. These last 6 weeks, so quick. And you know, what are your goals and visions for today? What are you thinking about on a daily basis? Are your goals and visions, have you written them down? Because there is so much power in writing the stuff down. And when we write them down and we sit and we dwell on the things of God, the things that God has got for us, He will bring them to pass. And we can sit and we can think positively over everything, speak positive thoughts, and speak them out into existence, and then they will become. God has made us so we can be who He's called us to be. We are important in this world, and we can. For me, I really feel right now that we cannot be comparing ourselves to others, because other people's journeys and other people's lives, God has set out for them. So what someone else's journey may look like, can be completely different to yours, and what someone else is doing may not make you happy, may not be the path that God has really made for you. So the only person that you need to be better than today is yourself, is who God has made you to be. Strive what God has made you to be, because we're equipped for everything. God has given us everything, but we need to speak this out, we need to say it, and keep our focus, not let anything distract us. And when we keep focus with Him, He can do so much. He can do everything for us, because we can be who God has called us to be, but we need to be focused. We need to keep that soul eye on God and not on the things of this world, because the things of this world are so temporary that when we get to the day that we are gathered up, we need to think, what have we done? What have we done with God? Because it's not worth today not being focused on what God has for us. Because we don't know how long we have, even though that's not our focus. But we need to be focused on God and His kingdom. And He will add everything to us when we stay with Him. In the midst of anything that you're going through, nothing is bigger than God. He will get you out of every situation, any mental illness, any physical illness, any financial problem, any relationship problem, any problem is no bigger than it is. God is so much bigger than anything that is faced to us. That he formed the world with the words coming out of His mouth. Light being light became. So what can we do? We can say, you know, if you have a problem in your relationship, you say what you want. You speak and you say, this problem, move. We have the authority and we can use it. We are powerful, and when we use it, then things change. Your whole life will change when you decide to change it. When we make the decision to change in our hearts with God, He will move and in the direction that we need Him to. And then we can stand strong and be unmovable. Be bold and be confident in who God has made you to be. Because you're an individual for God, and we're all individuals, and what you may bring could be so much different to what someone else may bring. This is why we shouldn't compare ourselves to others, because we're all made fearfully and wonderfully made. I say this every day to my daughter, you are fearfully and wonderfully made. And because you're individual, and what you have inside of you may be a need for someone else. And what they have may be a need for you, because God has made us individuals, but all the same with Christ within, but individual in personality. So what God may have for you, he may not have for someone else, because everyone's journey is so different. But when we go to God and we know this, then we can be so free, and we can live a life of happiness. And I was watching a video today on YouTube, and it was a dear young woman, and she was on America's Got Talent, and the words that she spoke today really woke me up. The lady had cancer, sadly, but she stood on that stage and she said, if I can't be happy, if I wait till I'm well to be happy, why am I waiting to be well, to be happy? We can be happy today. It's our choice that what we do. When we wake up in the morning, what are you choosing? Are you choosing death or are you choosing life? You choosing to stay in a depressed state because circumstances haven't moved, because we haven't used our authority or believed what God is saying? Or are we waking up and we're confessing and we're saying and we're moving in the direction that God is getting us to move, in a faith-filled life? Because the only thing that pleases God is faith, and when we move in faith, then he is pleased and he can move. He can surely give you the best, and he will give you the best, because we have a loving God. We have the best God, a God who wants the best for each and every one of us, who wants us prosperous and in health. And that's healthy in mind, healthy in relationships, healthy in every area, healthy in our body. But what are you doing today? Are you staying focused and staying the course? And if you do have a bad day, pushing even more, going even more, speak in tongues even more, confess even more, do what you're encouraged to do even more, and go to the people that you are connected to even more, and get that encouragement. Don't let your focus be taken off, because even one day without God is a lost day. So keep your focus, keep your mind, and know God loves you with such a deep and burning love. He gave his son if you were the only person on earth. God bless you.